The Gemara in Shabbos on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis describes the miracle of Chanukah. And the Rebbe of Shmelka pointed out, this is definitely 10 minute Chassidus. The Rebbe of Shmelka pointed out that the Gemara seems to say something that's not necessary, that's obvious. The Gemara says, Bodku veloy matzu. They searched for the jug of oil and they didn't find. Va'Kadosh Baruch Hu nasa nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. They didn't find, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. What's this emphasis? Bodgu veloy matzu. They searched and they didn't find. So the Rebbe, Reb Shmelka, said a beautiful pshat. He said, the only reason why Nes Chanukah happened was because Bodku, because they searched. It's a tnai, it's a condition of Nasa by Nes. The miracle happened because they wanted it, because they searched for it. This is a Yesoid Gadol in Avodas Hashem. It's a Yesoid Gadol that we have in the tradition of Amshinov, in Chassidus. My Rebbe, my Sandik, Rabbi Yitzchakel, was quoted as bothered by the Ramban. Famous Ramban in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. The Ramban says on the Pasuk, Ba'aloyscha es haneirois, el mul pnei haneiro yo'iru shavis haneirois. The Pasuk seems to say that the mitzvah of lighting the menorah will be forever. And the Ramban famously says, V'hinei davar yodua, the Ramban famously says that the Pasuk is insinuating that the menorah will never disappear. Why? Because Neiros Chanukas Chashmenoi, those will be around forever. What does it mean? Neiros Chanukas Chashmenoi? You want to say that we're going to have a Zecher, we're going to continue lighting the menorah. What's the emphasis? Neiros Chanukas Chashmenoi. I don't know if the Rebbe made this diuk, but I know what he said. Rabbi Yitzchakel Zuchusa Yogan Aleinu said as follows. He says, Neis Chanukah never ever left, because Neis Chanukah is all about the tshuka, the desire for a Neis, the desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Dover HaMafio, that which created Neis Chanukah, could still be with us. That could still be with us. And that's why the Amshinov Rebbe Shlita lights right here, not far from here, at 3:30 at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't stay up all night of Chanukah. But I've gone, and the Rebbe's Avoda starts, his outward Avoda starts at 1. It ends about 4. I once went with my cousin, whose son is married to the Rebbe's daughter, for Shalosh Shudas. And we were leaving. I thought it was Shalosh Shudas. We came on Tzoy Shabbos about 10 o'clock at night. And after we left, so I said to my cousin, it's interesting that Shalosh Shudas time they sing Kariban. We're used to sing on Friday night. He said, no, the Rebbe made Kiddush just an hour before you came. Friday night Kiddush. Now, people don't understand that at all. And no one should follow this. But the message, even though we're not going to follow it, is extremely, extremely profound. And that is, when it comes to Avodas Hashem also requires a deep tshuka, a deep desire, and an excitement to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Yitzchakel Avarka, the first of the Amshinov Rebbes, emphasized that hachana, the preparation, is the key to be able to capture that tshuka, not just to do the mitzvah and to finish with it, but there's a profound, profound tshuka that comes along. Yo'iru shivas haneros, neros chashmenoi, continue! You know why? Because The mafil, that which created Neros Chashmonai, still exists inside of us, and we could tap into that. And this is not just a wild chassidish piece of Torah. The avoda is not something that we're supposed to replicate. But the yisod is an extremely, extremely important yisod. First of all, just in lamdus, for 2 minutes, the halacha is in Simin Tof Reish Ayin Dalid that you can't be mevatel, the Sheman of Ner Chanukah. But the halacha is in Yaradeya, when it comes to Adin D'Rabbanan, you're allowed to. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that when it comes to Neros Chanukah is different than all other Dinei D'Rabbanan. Because that Sheman represents, it's not it, but it represents the Sheman of Chanuk, of the Ner of Neros Chashmonai, and when it comes to Kodshim, it's not Batel. So this not only is this Yisod in Chassidus, but this is a Yisod as well in the Halachos of Chanukah. Rabosai, Nesiv Shalom points out that this answers a fantastic question in terms of how to understand the Al HaNisim. There's something really strange in Al HaNisim. In Al HaNisim we say, Va'al HaMilchamos, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wars. Why in the world are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the war? We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes, for the victory. Va'al HaMilchamos. Says in the Nesiv HaShalom, yes, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He gave us that tshuka, that desire to fight a war of Rabbi Miyad Ma'atim. Everything that's going to be accomplished is only going to be accomplished if it comes with a tremendous tshuka, with a tremendous desire. If the mitzvahs are just done, mitzvahs anashim ilumada, it's not going to last. Says the Beis HaLevi, the whole miracle of Chanukah shouldn't have happened. We've mentioned this in the past. Halachi is that tumah hutra b'tzibur, that if the oil is tameh, so then you could use tameh oil if you can't find tar oil. And for that matter, they could have diluted the oil. Comes along the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi says, the Chashmonaim woke up, as the Bach describes, that our avoda had become lazy, lethargic. And they said, you know what? In order for us to reinstate what is the Migdash, what is the avoda of the Migdash, we have to do it in its ideal state. We have to do it in a way that has all of the Hidurim. So the Beis HaLevi points out that the whole nes of Chanukah is all about that tshuka to do a mitzvah ideally and correctly. And that the Rebbe of Amshinov taught us is the most important factor in a person maintaining their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in Amshinov the Hachana is so important. The Hachana is about waking up a tshuka, waking up a desire to come close to Kudsh Brich Hu. I told you that I want you to take a look in a moment at a video about Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. Before we do that, I want to tell you a fascinating story. I don't know if Rav Binyamin was in the shir at the time. I don't remember all the details, but this is how I remember it. When I was in Rav Braunschweig's shir, there was one time he was discussing a ktsais. Rav Binyamin and I were together in the shir. There was one time he was discussing a ktsais. I don't remember if it was during the shir, after the shir. I'm starting to get old. Things are beginning to become a little bit hazy in my mind. Last night I blanked out on a Talmud's name. It was the first time. I couldn't remember a Talmud's name. So I don't remember the details anymore, but at some time, Reb Braunschweig said, this ktsais I spoke in learning with Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal about. He was a Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. And we had a disagreement of how to understand the ktsais. Okay. And he said, but Reb Shmuel turned to me, and he said, Rababa, this time I know my pshat is right. So my Rebbe turned to him and said to Reb Shmuel, why? He said, because this ktsais I did in Shanghai, Rav Lein Bakst and Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, who you're about to see, were chaverim in Shanghai. This ksais I did in Shanghai, there was one ksais in Shanghai. In fact, the ksais began to be ripped on the front, first couple of pages. Legend is that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wrote the first page Baal Peh. Supposedly, Reb Shmulevitz from Beis Medrash LaTorah has that page that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz wrote Baal Peh for the ksais. But the ksais was worn, there was only one ksais, and there was a sign-up sheet for that ktsais. And you had to sign up a few days in advance. And Reb Shmuel described, to our great Rebbe, he described that he signed up for this ktsais, this piece, and he had it for 10 minutes. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's how would say the shir, they would do chazara, then they would go over it, but they didn't get to see the ktsais inside. How lucky we are. How spoiled we are, and that becomes our Achilles heel. They didn't get to see, but he had 10 minutes. He had 10 minutes to be Amal before, and he had a lifetime to be Amal after. And he said, this tzais, I know that I was Eichet HaEmes. Rabbi Abba, you're wrong. Rabbi Isai, when there's a tshuka that the whole world is burning around them, their families, some of them are being killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, and they muster that desire of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kirvas Elikim Litoiv, then that's where Avodas Hashem hits its pinnacle. That's why the Neiros keep on going. That's why the Amshanav Rebbe Shlita prepares so much before that Avodah. Everything that's represented in Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. If you want to have that vitality when you're 75, 80 years old, you have to garner right now when it's hard that Shuka for Torah. And every single person here could have it. Now, there's a story that's circulating. I think it's been told. I haven't heard this story. Maybe next week I'll tell a similar story. But I heard this story just the first time today. There's a famous mechanic in New York, Rav Yaakov Bender. Rav Yaakov Bender told a story about, he's a Talmud of Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, and he told a mind-boggling story about Rav Shmuel. And I want to draw a lesson from the story that's connected to this avoda that we're talking about. The story goes that he and a bunch of guys in Mir Yeshiva knew that there was a fellow who had been gambling tens of thousands of dollars. He was hanging out in places, in casinos that were inappropriate with other averos. And they went to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. What to do? And one of the boys suggested, I think it was Reb Bender himself, he told the story, so that maybe he just doesn't belong in yeshiva anymore. And Reb Shmuel took him, and he says at that moment Reb Bender said he felt that he got his shlichus for life. And Reb Shmuel, like you see in the video, Reb Baxt is even more animated. But Reb Shmuel also is quite animated. And he put his index finger into his chest. And he said, Irak gemacht ar 14 fasten? Did you do 40 fasts? Did you fast 40 times? To ask a boy to leave the yeshiva, you have to fast 40 days and 40 nights. So he felt that that became his life mission. But Rabosai, leaving apart that side of how a Rebbe and a Mechanech has to never give up on a Talmud, that's a separate shmooze. But there's something else I think that's directly connected to that thing which he said to Reb Bender, to what you just saw in the video here. And that is that Reb Shmuel Birnbaum understood that everything is about tshuka. Everything is about a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what that means is as follows. That any Talmud, whatever his predicament, he understood that all we needed to do is instill in that Talmud a tshuka, a love for Torah. And his understanding that a tshuka of love for Torah could conquer everything, no matter where the Talmud was. And of course, the fairy tale ends in Rabbi Bender's story, is that now he's a very, very popular Magid Shir in the tri-state area. I see I have another couple minutes. I'll tell you the other story that brings out this point as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein's home, the phone rang. 11:30 at night. Rav Moshe was ready to sleep. And the Rebbetzin picked up the phone. And unfortunately, it was a kid who had grown up Orthodox who got a thrill at a phone scamming people. And like most addictions, as you move up, you want a greater challenge, a greater challenge, a greater challenge. So he decided he was going to phone scam Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's pretty audacious. He calls up Rav Moshe at 11:30 at night, and the Rebbetzin says he's sleeping. The boy says, "I have an important shiloh, wake him up." He wakes up Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was a pikeach. After about 10 seconds, he knew what was going on. Rav Moshe didn't hang up the phone. Rav Moshe decided to scam him back. How does Rav Moshe scam somebody back? Rav Moshe asks him, "What mesecht are you learning? What daf?" Rav Moshe says, "Come, let's learn the Gemara together." The boy didn't know what was going on in the Gemara. And Rav Moshe begins to learn with the boy the Gemara. It's 12:15 in the morning. And Rav Moshe is learning Gemara Rashi Tosis with him. They get up to a line in Tosis. And Rav Moshe says, "I have a good kasha for you on this line. You got the kasha? Got the teretz?" The boy was a bright boy. He says, "Yeah. Yes, Rabbi, I got it." He says, "Tomorrow, your Rebbe did the Tosis yet?" He said, "No." "Does your Rebbe generally do Tosis?" "Yes." "So tomorrow when your Rebbe does the Tosis, ask him this kasha." The next day in Shir, Rav Moshe gets to that, the Rebbe gets that line in Tosis. The boy raises his hand and he asks him a kasha. The Rebbe's surprised. He says, who told you that kasha?" He says, "Rav Moshe Feinstein told me the kasha." The next 3 days, the Rebbe is mefalpel with Rav Moshe's kasha in the Shir. Rav Moshe believed that if a boy could have a tshuka, if you could create that sweetness, then you could light him up. You could take a phone scammer and turn him into a tremendous Oved Hashem. And that young man today is a big Marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. Rabosai, when you go towards the menorah, don't just light the menorah. Remember, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, that no matter where we are and what we are, that tshuka to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu could overcome everything. And what these Gedolei Torah understood, that you and I don't understand enough, is that there's enough of a tshuka, then everything could be conquered. Bodku v'loy motzu. They searched and they didn't find. It's particularly because bat guvelo matzu that there was zochet anas and nes. It was particularly because they wanted the hiddur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya that the or, the shalheves that reaches up, that has a shifa to go up, should be male our neshama b'siyata d'shmaya, and that should conquer everything, all of those things that are our challenges. And in today's day and age, there are so many. We should be able to be zochet to have the tshuka to the skarvus. Kirvas Elohim Litoiv, a good Shabbos.